7-9 Coast, the ridiculous argument that you've had, the combination of forced togetherness and higher stress levels.
Than ever.
It's the perfect environment for an explosion.
Yeah.
So what was the most ridiculous thing that you had an explosive argument about? read me one of the ones you're laughing at.
The one that I think is amazing. It was cold. Wife asked me to start the fire. She got mad that I made it too hot.
That fire is too hot.
What did you do?
Yeah. Can you turn down the fire? No, I can't. It's a fire.
You asked me to make a fire.
Right.
I made a fire.
Right.
You didn't ask me to make it snow.
I like that we argued about what the treadmill belt sounded like. We argued about what the treadmill belt sounded like, and then we realized it probably shouldn't have a sound. That's fair. That probably means something's wrong. What do you mean? It doesn't sound like that. It sounds more like a humming of a truck. Oh, doesn't it? Sounds kind of like a blender. What do you mean it sounds like a blender? Are you deaf? Here's a text about another ridiculous argument. I'm a little OCD about the way the fridge is organized, and I like when the like items are put together. He put the mustard back next to the maple syrup, and I flipped.
Doesn't go there.
I have argued in my head with other drivers in front of me who are driving slow when there's no other cars around. Yes, I've had that too.
Yep.
I've had that too. I'm going, why are you going so slow?
I did that yesterday.
And then I'm like, why am I in a rush? I have nothing to do.
Well, mine was yesterday at 4 a.m, and this person is going like 20. I'm like, newsflash, there's no cops, and it's a pandemic. Move it or lose it. Like, no one's pulling you over.
Kelly hasn't been here long enough to also go, do you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly. I had somewhere to be. I gotta entertain you in 20 minutes.
I don't know if you know who I am. I'm Kelly. I freaked out at my 15-year-old. We got a text. You can type in the word topic followed by your comment. Text that to 77,000 or post on our Facebook page. I freaked out at my 15-year-old because she decided to make herself an egg cooked in butter. I said, seriously? Do you even understand? I can't just buy eggs and butter right now. That may be the last egg we ever have. And butter? There's no butter at the store. Meanwhile, we had another 2 dozen eggs and 3 pounds of butter in the fridge.
That's good.
But we're horde panicked.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That could be the last butter ever made. The cows are in lockdown.
What are you thinking?
No one's churning butter.
You think butter grows on trees?
Even the chickens aren't laying eggs right now. Do you know what's happening? It's a pandemic. If anything, there's plenty of eggs and butter because people are getting the canned stuff and toilet paper.
I know. It's true. I know.
Oh. The chickens are on a stay-at-home order.
I have to itch my nose.
One of the other ridiculous arguments is when my husband freaked out because I took the bigger piece of chicken breast. One was bigger but skinnier, and the other was shorter but thicker and fatter.
I guess what's
See, people are on edge. I didn't talk to my boyfriend for an entire night because he ate my last peanut butter cup.
Yes.
That's not a ridiculous argument.
That is not ridiculous.
That you should break up with him.
Yeah.
Dump him now.
Yeah, move on. Kayla said, my 4-year-old is convinced her sister, who's 3, is going to die because she wears her sunglasses upside down.
Stop torturing your sister. Oh, my God.
Oh, Rachel just sent us one.
Oh, my God.
With a picture.
Rachel and Todd at Todd's house. Oh, my God. This is, you know, I wish you could see the picture. Rachel says, we just got in a good argument over why the coffee maker isn't working. This is Todd fixing it, and he's bent down staring at it. Yeah, good job, Todd. You fixed that coffee maker. Oh, my God.